to bow with me in prayer.
Heavenly
Father, oh, how blessed we are that you call us sons. Actually, we know it means born ones. You told us how great the love of God is. That you look down on these people and you say, you're born out of me.
Well,
you look down and you see a whole bunch of works in progress. But you see the end. You know the end. So you're not ashamed to call us yours, part of you, one with you. Oh, what a blessing. So now we know that you know the end. And you've told us the end. And we know it also, Father. Restored. Back to Eden. Back like Adam was. And just the Logos in a different form. To rule and reign over this earthly realm. Well, you are king of the universe. We are amateur gods over this earth. But the nature is there. The character is there. The word is there. And it's all from you. Oh, by grace. All your work. Oh, Father, how we love you. So this morning, just what we were singing, let this word be born deeper. Not just in our heads, but in our hearts and lives. Let our lives shine you. So we come to meet with you under the blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus. Now we have confidence that you'll meet with us in holy places. We commit this time and service into your hands. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks. You may be seated. God bless you all. Hermana Delia, ¿cómo está? ¿Cómo se siente? Dios es con nosotros cada día. Amen. Tell her we're all praying for her every day.
Estamos orando por ti todos los días, hermano.
Yeah. Estamos con ti.
We are with you.
Yeah. Not bad, eh, Nestor? Mi español es muy mal. I try. Okay. We got him. You know, isn't this an incredible season? You guys? You wake up every day and you just think, oh, what's going to hit me in the gut today, right? But I'm just seeing wonderful things that make me so happy. I see the kingdom people.
La gente de reino.
You know what? The devil comes and gives you a gut punch, right? And it's his children. No, you don't have the final answer. God does.
Right?
And you know, this hurts. You know, but God's word conquered the devil. He has the keys of death and hell. So I'm watching. Brother Greg, Sister Karen, God bless you. Hope you're. The faith is gallant and valiant, you know. You know, Sister Linnell, for your Sister Cheryl, fighting and believing for her. There's just so many things. Dahlia with her lungs. And please remember Brother Paul, would you? And if you have a chance, go up and pray with him, please. He's totally bedridden. I don't think he has enough strength even to get out of bed anymore. But just let him know, please, that he's not alone, that we're with him. So we're watching in all of these things around us. They're not easy, they're not fun, but they're God-directed and God-allowed, right? Okay, so through this, we're watching the reality of a truly God-given faith. Okay? And when he puts that in you, there's not enough gut punches in the world that you can bounce back and punch him right back, right? Now there we have it.
Ahora ahí está.
There we see it, and I love
lo miramos
it.
Y yo lo amo.
Because what is in you
lo que está en usted
is what is was in
lo que
Joshua.
En Josué.
Right?
Correcto.
Let the enemy bring what he can.
You know?
Do we like it?
Nos gusta.
No. Do we like the faith in us?
Nos gusta eso.
You know, and watch what's happening. We're fighting the good fight of faith. And
¿qué
that's
está
just,
pasando?
What's more glorious?
Pelea de fe, que es más glorioso.
Saints, Satan isn't getting us down, you know?
No, usted sabe, está
Sam and Abby and their trials, and God is the with. He's directing. God doesn't make mistakes. And the more we walk with him, the more we see that. Like the prophet told us, you know, that God stands between you and your sickness.
Right?
Look in those 1955 messages, he stands between you and your enemy. Between you and your aches and pains. That's he stands there with us, okay? And man, the riches that we have inside of us. Because that God-given faith cannot be defeated.
Okay.
So here Satan is facing the people.
In
you, each one of you, you cannot be bought. Okay? Bought. Sí, sí, sí.
No puede usted ser usted comprado.
Yeah. Enemy's not going to buy you. You're not going to sell your soul for $1 million or $10 million. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to be bought. You're not going to be bartered. You're not going to be swindled and you're not going to be deceived. So I look at all of this. You know, come on, you guys, just asking a question. Do you think Joshua had fun? Do you think, you know, there he is with his family. And here's these giants and here's this. Okay, do you think it was just really easy for him to say, oh, right? But he did it and he fought. Do you think Moses had fun being mocked for 120 years? Do you think for one instant that 120 years of mocking didn't wear him down sometimes? Would you guys just knock it off? Leave me, give me a day of peace? You know? Right? But he stood. Okay, and this is what I see. I love it. So, years ago, I was looking at Hebrews. Open your Bibles, would you? Hebrews 11, Philip. Let's go to 32. And man, was that fast. Look at that guy. Okay, now here's what came to me over and over. I don't know if you remember this, but it's something that stuck in my heart for all these years. Lady Victory.
La señoría,
now,
señorita
why
Victoria,
do I use those terms? Because
¿por qué yo uso esos términos? Porque
she's the victorious church.
Ella es la iglesia okay. victoriosa.
So I look here,
so yo miro aquí,
and I look at what this is talking about and representing.
Está hablando acerca de, y está representando
Lady Victory has many changes of apparel.
La señorita okay. Victoria tiene muchos cambios de apariencia.
Some are bright and shining.
Algunas son brillantes.
Some are a little bit tattered and torn.
Y otras un poquito lastimadas.
Yes.
Sí.
Okay. Some are dirty and dusty.
Y algunas son con polvo.
But listen, brother, they're all victorious.
Todos son victoriosos.
They all overcome this world.
Todos vencieron este mundo.
So here we are.
Aquí nos encontramos. You
know. What should we say?
¿Qué diríamos? ¿Qué podemos decir?
And what shall we say today?
¿Qué podríamos decir?
For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah and David and Samuel. Hey, did Samuel have it easy, you guys? God, ask you a question. Think of David standing before Goliath.
Okay.
What did he see? His heart saw something. His eyes, physical eyes saw something else. Was there a little bit of battle going on inside him that I have to take this stand? I'm going to? We don't know because the Bible doesn't tell us. See?
Okay.
But come on, I want you to think about it. Jesus didn't go flying through to the cross.
Jesús no fue volando
right?
a la cruz, ¿correcto?
Did he struggle?
¿Tuvo él luchas?
How much?
¿Cuánta lucha él tuvo?
Come on, you guys, think about this.
¿Piensa usted acerca de eso?
So we read through these scriptures and say, that was just David, no big deal. He just, all of a sudden, of course I'm going to slay him. Well, of course he said that, and of course he did. I'm asking you, he was a human like you and I.
Él era un humano como usted y como yo.
Did he have a little struggle? Did he have a little fight? But did God overcome?
Una pequeña pelea dentro de él.
Just like you.
Así como usted.
God overcomes.
Dios vence.
It doesn't mean you're not going to have struggles. It's not going to mean you're not going to have to fight through it. Right?
Amen?
But he overcomes. And there's that God-given faith inside of us that he has placed.
Tomó su lugar.
That's Lady Victory.
Esa es la señorita Victoria.
Okay, let's go to the next verse.
Vamos al siguiente versículo.
Who through faith subdued kingdoms and wrought righteousness, obtained promises and stopped the mouths of lions. Yeah, they did.
Que por fe conquistaron reinos.
They did. Some of them were alone. Some of them, I don't think it was a lot of fun, but they did it. Okay, they quenched violence. What was that like? They escaped the edge of the sword. Okay, Brother Chris, here's somebody coming at you swinging with the intent to kill you. Okay? And are you whistling, just having a lot of fun? Do you think you're not fighting? Do you think there's not emotions there? Do you think there's not fear to fight? Do you understand? But it's a God-placed faith in them that overcomes and makes them fight and makes them stand and makes them overcome everything their senses are telling. Okay? True? Yeah. Out of weakness.
Okay?
Brother Paul. Sister Dahlia. Right? Mary? Greg? Yeah. How many? Out of weakness were made what? There you go. And look at this. I love it. There you go. Wax valiant in the fight. Uh-huh. They did. But they fought. Is fighting ever fun?
La batalla, pelear, ha sido divertido alguna vez?
Oh, good. I get to go fight.
Oh, Dios mío, voy a ir a pelear.
Maybe somebody.
Alguien me, tal vez.
But not me.
No sé, pero no yo.
Turn to Flight the Armies of the Aliens. Go ahead. Next one. Here we go. Women received their dead raised to life again. They sure did. Well, what about this? Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. What was in them? Come on, you guys. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Something inside of you makes you stand against anything the enemy throws at you. And you don't have to go about whistling. Okay? But you do have to sing. God wants to hear us sing. Paul and Silas, right? Yeah, tortured. Think of that. Nate? Oh, good, I'm going to be tortured for Christ. Oh, isn't this going to be great? What a glory this is. But I'm still not accepting deliverance. Think of that, Nestor. I'm still not going to accept it. Because I have something in another dimension that's calling me. And that something in that dimension takes precedence and is stronger than what I'm feeling in this. There's it, okay? Not accepting deliverance, read the last, that with me, that they might obtain a better resurrection. There was something in them that was more real from the kingdom of God than what they were seeing. You with me? That is what is in us now. And others had trial of what? Yeah. And what's the next word? And moreover, of bonds and imprisonment.
Okay.
Go ahead. They were stoned. What kind of faith, huh? Do you know what blows my mind? What kind of men these were? So here's these guys. Was it in Damascus that they stoned Paul and left him for? Oh, this guy's dead. Leave him. You know, there's no way he can survive this. He's laying there, probably unconscious, bleeding all over the place. So they leave, go back to the city. He's dead. What does Paul do? Pete, can you imagine that? Being beat by stones so people think you're dead and you get up and walk away. What? What? Huh? Okay, Marianne, what was in him to make him do that? The same thing that's in you, sir. It just keeps getting up and fighting, doesn't it? Something God has placed in us that will not, John, allow this world to overcome us. And it's all him, isn't it? They wandered about in sheepskins. Goatskins. Being destitute.
Oh.
Yeah. Come here. Destitute, you guys. What's that mean? That means you don't even know where your next meal's coming from. But they trusted. And God overcame. Next word. Afflicted. There you are. The warriors. Lady Victory, huh? Yeah. Tormented. There you go, Dahlia. Something inside of you is stronger than what the enemy is trying to do in your lungs. That's verdad?
It's true.
Yeah. Patricia, el mismo, correcto?
Same with you, Patricia.
Yeah. Of whom the world was not worthy. There you go. They wandered in deserts and mountains and dens. Okay, I got to keep moving. Get the picture? Here's where we are, and you know what? God is with us. And we will not be overcome of this world, but we will overcome it.
Amen?
Okay. Now, today's message was actually born out of the fourth seal. So I'm not just jumping ship and changing horses in the middle of the stream. So we've been in the fourth seal. And last week we talked about the pale horse fighting the white horse. So here I am this week, and I'm going back in the fourth seal because he says, go back to the fourth seal. I said, okay, Lord, now what? So he's talking about the white horse rider. And then he starts talking about color. And he talks about white. Oh, Laura, you're going to be so happy today. Everything should be white. White walls in a white house with a white car. It's too bad there's no white grass. Huh? Yeah. You must love winter. White on white on white on white. Yes. Thank you. About that. Okay. So anyway, this is where it's coming from, because the original color is of his people. That's you. That's you. What have we been trying to tell you for months? God is trying to give us his vision of you. So the enemy likes to give you his vision, version of you. All right, and your own physical eyes will give you another version of you. But we got to believe what God says. The original color, we'll go into this because I can't. Next week. The original color is on his people. There you go, Pete. Hey, Nate, his original color is on you, Micah. They've been dipped in the blood that cleanses that garment. And here he uses the same word, all consistent throughout the seals and afterwards, that wonderful word, bleach. Yeah, dipped in the blood, sent it right back yonder where it came from. Hallelujah. Okay, so that's why we're here, and that's why I sent it, because looking at what he says, it's a journey, okay? And it's a journey of revelation. So in the Old Testament, in the early Christians, just coming to Christ, how much did we understand about the blood? Okay? Okay, then we go through the scriptures and say, in this day it's the word. And then we see, let's go beyond that. Okay? So I don't know where each one of us is, but God does. And here's this journey he wants to take us on. Okay? And it's a journey of revelation. And please remember this. Revelation is his love to you.
Revelación es el amor de él para con usted.
That's his love.
Ese es su amor.
Yeah.
Sí.
Your identification.
O identificación.
Okay, then we go on from that to light.
Pasamos de eso a vida.
To bleach. That's the journey.
Claro, esa es la jornada.
Okay.
Está bien.
So I'm going over this, and I'm going to do some review, but I'm intentionally taking each scripture
slow.
Let it roll over your tongue and taste and see that the Lord is good. Okay. Why are we approaching this subject again? Daniel? Okay. Yeah. I pray we see the importance of this revelation that has been given to us by God, truly. Let's go way past the problem. In this hour. Now we are shown things for our correction. And this is, come on, 10:14 of Hebrews. constantly being sanctified and built up edification so that we truly might walk in the light of life. Okay, Daniel, help the poor people back there in Kenya and Brother Juan in Mexico. Help them see more. That the old harlot will only see, let them see a little bit. Then sits on them. Psalm 119, 105. Isn't this one of our favorite verses? It sure is one of mine. Think of this, the reality and the beauty. Brother John, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Of critical importance, question, yes, because of what we are told in this day. It's some of these things are not always, they're good, but they're not fun. Things in faith are good, but they're not always fun. It's not fun to be tortured, afflicted, destitute, but the victory is glorious. Okay. From the first seal. Brother Branham's talking about the church. And he's quoting Revelation chapter 20 here. Now look, now notice the rest of the dead, the church members, dead church members, lived not again until the 1,000 years. Okay. That's where he gets the bride goes in the rapture, the rest come up in the that resurrection. And then he goes to, I'm just putting the things very pertinent to what I'm talking to, so I'm skipping. You can go look it up to read the whole thing. Then they were separated like sheep from the goats. There is the church members come up, and they heard the truth and rejected the truth. Okay. Now we all know, and our hearts hurt for people that are like this. Now please remember in all of these things, if they trust in their church, they won't be there. But if they trust in the blood of Jesus Christ, they'll have eternal life. Okay? Please remember that. Listen. I had some great aunts, my grandmother's sisters, Meg and Carol, loveliest people you ever want to meet. Do you remember them? Meg and Carol are made from Nebraska. And my dad was telling me this. He said he was talking to them and trying to tell them that there's more riches in Christ to be had. He has, you know, and he was trying to explain why Jesus said you must be born again. And this is what my dad told me. Obviously, this is decades ago and it stuck with me. My precious dear aunts, great aunts, said, oh, we just believe what our pastor says. We don't read the Bible. We just take what he says as truth. And that's it. So if you're in a system that doesn't preach, I'm not judging them. It's not my place. I don't want it, you know, it's the will of God that none should perish, right? We don't judge people. That's not our... We never give up. We're always for trying to help who we can. But is this the truth? It is. Okay. Church members come up. If they heard the truth and rejected the truth, then what's going to be said when the big thing is spread across the canvas, even your own thoughts will be there, what you thought about it. Truth presented to you, okay?
when aun tus propios pensamientos estarían ahí.
Okay. Paragraph 120. Now these types, the reason they die out, they go through the purging. Now remember, brothers and sisters, everybody's going to be purged. We have the honor and privilege of being purged. Young people, please. We have the honor and privilege of being purged by the blood of Jesus.
Okay?
You can say, I don't want that. You can turn it down. But do you know what God's going to say? I'm going to purge you anyway. So, in the bride, he says, I'll take it now. I'll let the blood do it. Because if it's not, I go through the tribulation for the purging. That's the purge for it. True? Okay? You're going to be purged. You're going to either let him do it now, or you're going to reject it, and you'll get purged someday. The reason they die out, they go through the purging trial of the tribulation. Because why? I don't know. See, this book is very old. I got it in early 70s. And when I ran across this, I was, it sent shockwaves to me that I have never forgotten. Okay. Because I can't think of anything more disgusting or horrifying or make me angry at a system that I believed in that said you're under the blood, and I stand before God and I, he says, no, you really aren't.
Uh-huh.
Now, come on, I want you to think about that. Young people, please, pay attention. It's for all of us. It's for me, the old people, the young people, the middle people. Now, this is shocking. It still shocks me. The reason they go through the purging trial of the tribulation is they're not under the blood. Now look at the next sentence. They claim they are. They think they are. John, are you seeing more and more and more? Revelation 17 and 18. The harlot that sits on many waters. And it says right in the scripture, those waters are people. Revelation 18, what does it say? She's become the habitation of every foul and filthy spirit. The cage of unclean birds, right? She's become a place for spirits. Lying to the people. Now, here, you guys, you know, you've been in this message. So Brother Branham tells the story of the Catholic lady who was on her deathbed, come to pray for her, and she's screaming out on her deathbed to her priest and calls him, you deceiver of man. Even now, devils are coming with chains to take me. Come on. So, is this a reality? And what about us? That's why, Daniel, we got to make sure. And anybody you're talking to, I know I am under the blood because. Okay? This is a critical thing, and we all have to know. I know I'm under the blood of Jesus. Okay? Speaking, now he changes to the bride, speaking to the bride. How can they go through a trial to purify them? So the others are going through a trial to purify them. They'll be purified. Okay? And when there is the bleach, there it is again. The bleach is where we're ending up. Okay? Blood.
Sangre.
Journey.
jornada.
Blood, word, life, light, bleach.
Palabra,
okay.
Luz, palabra, vida.
It's a spiritual journey.
Palabra, cloro. Es una,
the bride,
la novia.
Okay, how can they go through a trial to purify him when there is, when the bleached blood of Jesus Christ takes every symptom of sin away from and stuff away from you? Don't you love that? And you are dead, and your life is hid in him through God. Okay. Sealed in there by the Holy Ghost. So that's why. That's why we're back into the blood, and that's why looking at the fourth seal and God in simplicity and the first seal and the second seal and the third seal and the fourth seal and the seventh seal, we need more. So the Lord is here for us. Okay. Now, here we go. One step at a time. Okay. Let's just review some basics, because unless you yourself see in Scripture and see actually what the Scripture has been trying to tell us from the very beginning, you won't be able to accept what he says in the seals. It's all through the Word of God. It's from Genesis. And actually, when we did our original study, these are just some overviews. We started in Genesis. The first time it's mentioned is Genesis chapter 9, instructions to Noah. But here it tells a little more about it.
So
what God told Noah, he also told Moses, and Moses knew this from God, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. Okay? For it is the blood that makes an atonement for the soul. Right?
Correcto.
Blood, life.
Vida.
Life is in the blood.
La vida está en la sangre.
Leviticus 17, verse 14.
Versículo 14.
For it is the life
la vida
of all flesh.
De la carne.
The blood of it is for the life thereof.
En la sangre está.
Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, you shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh, for the life of all flesh is the blood thereof. Okay. Whosoever eat it shall be cut off. So it's serious. It's very serious. You approach this sacrifice knowing what this sacrifice is about. You don't do this religiously out of habit without any revelation. And you have to know that you do not eat. That's why kosher laws of bleeding are so important to the Jews, okay? And the true Jews observe and buy and eat only kosher foods.
Yeah.
They have to be bled in a certain way. The blood has to be drained. They know that they would be cut off from Israel. Think of that.
Huh?
Which means they're cut off from the covenants and the promises that of God. Think of that. This isn't a light thing. Okay? It's a heavy thing. And it takes revelation, and it takes knowledge, it takes of the Scripture, for the life of all flesh is in the blood. Now we go to the book of Hebrews. Okay, and here is Moses. Okay, this is Exodus, I think, chapter 24. But here's Paul's revelation. And when Paul had a revelation, it's not word for word of Exodus 24. He adds here the people. Okay? By revelation.
Por revelación.
So what is he doing with this blood?
¿Qué él está haciendo con esta sangre?
The blood is a representation of atonement.
La sangre es una representación de la
expiación. With me?
¿Está usted conmigo?
It's not the blood chemistry, it's the life that's in the blood.
La sangre es la vida que está en la sangre.
Brother Branham in the token
en la expiación,
talks about this.
Habla acerca de esto.
And he says they had this blood showed that a life had been taken. So it's all about the life. The blood just represents part, okay? Okay, so Moses, from the Apostle Paul, by revelation, had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law. What did he just say? I gave him the word. I gave them the word that they had to live by. And as a sign of that word, come on, please follow me. As a sign of that word having its preeminent place over their lives, in symbol, he said, okay, he took the blood of calves and goats with water and scarlet, red wool, and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book. So he takes the book, and here's the word, and he sprinkles that, and then he goes to the people and he sprinkles this. The life was taken and is coming upon you. You with me? The life was taken and is coming on you. This is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined to you. You with me? Basics again to show us this. Then we go to Hebrews 10. Now this is the text critical English New Testament, which says it beautifully, same as Wiest, but it's okay. This is the true Greek. Okay. For one, by one offering, he, the Lord, has perfected all, for all time those who are being sanctified. That's us. See that tense? Not sanctified, past tense, being. It's current thing. Then he writes, this is beautifully put here. This is perfectly put, according to everything you can read on these verses. Okay? The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. Yeah. So the Holy Spirit is testifying about this blood and the offering of the Lord Jesus. And he says, here's where the blood offering goes. First, notice that, first, beautifully put. First, he says, this is the covenant I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. Okay. Where is the life? I will put my laws in their hearts and write them in their minds. Now listen to me, please. When he writes his word in your mind, it's intellectual, you have to know it. But when he writes his word on your heart, it comes to life inside your body. Are you with me? When he writes his word, then when he has written, Daniel, his word on my heart and in my mind, brother, then I know I'm under the blood. Because that is the blood of the covenant. That's what he says. That's the blood of the covenant. Then, okay, so chapter 15, he says, first, this is the covenant. Chapter 17, then, after this happens, after he inscribes his word in my heart. Then he says, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Okay? You with me? Any questions on that? Because this is critical. Why here? Look at what the harlot system has done.
Mira el sistema de la ramera, lo que hay.
They have ignored this scripture.
Ellos han ignorado esta escritura.
Come forward.
Venga adelante.
Accept Jesus as your Savior, you're done.
Acepta a Jesucristo, tú eres salvo.
Shake hands with the pastor.
Saluda al pastor de mano.
Join the church.
Únete a la iglesia.
I remember as a kid.
Yo recuerdo como niño.
One of those things sticks in your mind. Somebody came up to our Sunday school class. I don't know how old I was.
Escuela de domingo, dominical.
You know, too young and too dumb to.
Muy joven.
They came up and they went to our came to our Sunday school class. Said, "Who wants to join the church?"
Y nos dijo, "¿Quién quiere unirse a la iglesia?"
And I thought, "Why would I want to do that?"
Porque yo dije, yo pensé,
as a young kid.
Hacer eso.
They said, "Well."
Dijo, bueno,
if you want to join the church,
si quieres unirse a la iglesia,
that's how they presented it. Come and be baptized. You know.
Esa es una representación de venir a bautizarte.
Where? What does the world do with that word?
¿Qué es lo que el mundo hace con esto?
Is this the word of God?
¿Es esta la palabra de Dios?
Is this where my sins are remitted when this happens?
Aquí es cuando mis pecados son remitidos.
Is this the blood of the covenant?
¿Es este la sangre del pacto?
Huh? ¿Eh? Then why is it substituted in so many ways?
¿Por qué estás entonces sustituido en tantas maneras?
Then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more, period.
No recordaré nomás, punto.
Now,
ahora,
in this place,
lugar,
with this being done,
con él siendo
acá, where there is a remission of these, there is no longer any offering for sin.
Donde hay remisión okay. De esos, no hay más ofrenda para, por el pecado.
So it's a journey.
So es una jornada.
Okay.
Está bien.
We went from animal blood to
okay.
And it's just this constant journey of revelation.
En esta constante jornada de revelación. The,
finally,
finalmente,
here,
aquí,
Micah, you can say, I know I'm under the blood because.
Micah,
right?
Decir que estoy bajo la sangre.
That's so critical for every single one of us to know and to say. I know I'm under the blood because this has been happening between me and my Lord. He has been writing his word in my head. He's been inscribing it in my soul. Okay. So on this and a journey, so we're going to, okay, this is that message indictment. Here's the journey. Okay, so you see in the scripture we've got a Jerusalem, the church has, it's in heaven, Hebrews 12. Heavenly Jerusalem, where God is God. Okay. And today, here, John, it's not under some creed or something where we'd like to make it a Jerusalem like the Methodists would like to. Okay, the Methodist headquarters of Jerusalem, the Catholic would like to make Rome different places. Okay, but the Bible says, Hebrews 12, 22 to 25, our Jerusalem is from above, which is the mother of all believers. You're born out of another dimension. You are born out of a different dimension, okay? You're born out, therefore you can receive from another dimension. Now, Christ was God's provided lamb here. Notice how appropriate it was now. Listen, here, John, showing that that Jerusalem was ceasing.
Okay,
they could bring the lamb and God would accept that lamb until the day Jesus was there, hanging on the cross. You with me, Daniel? So when he was hanging on the cross, that blood of the lamb was no longer accepted. Journey. It was in effect till that hour. The blood of the lamb was all right until that day.
Here.
But now at the crucifixion, it changes. The old system is done. There's a new one.
aquí hay un nuevo sistema.
And the lamb was that sacrifice.
El cordero era ese sacrificio.
Okay, the lamb, the sacrificial lamb was on the ground.
El cordero sacrificial estaba ahí.
Okay, they were doing the thing, very thing they had to do. Ooh, isn't that powerful? They were doing what they had to do. They were blinded for us. Now he brings it to today. Seals are open. God be blessed for seeing the wonderful heavenly light of this day.
Okay?
Okay, because the church is doing the same thing today. So until the hour that organization, religion is condemned and proved to be sacrificing God's word, from then and then on it becomes the word and the word only. I know I'm under the blood. He's writing his word in my mind, in my heart. Now let's go back, and it's purifying me. From the old Paschal lamb passed away, and Christ become our lamb at the day of crucifixion. From, yeah.
El cordero de la Pascua ha pasado, y Cristo ha llegado a ser nuestro cordero. En ese día de la crucifixión.
At the day of the crucifixion.
El día de la crucifixión.
And the day that the denomination crucified the Word of God. And they accepted a creed instead of the Word. That's the day of the Word. What's he talking about? What word? What word is before? What word changed? Okay. That's the day the Word came into full effect, and it's just been recently. Okay. Now, seeing the very top line, wonderful, what kind of light? Heavenly, something from another dimension. God brought something down from the seventh dimension, God. Okay. Now, okay, we can see through these things that there is a journey of revelation. Where the Lord is opening our eyes to see more of the depth and riches of it, the blood. Okay? So we're looking at the life of God. We're looking at the life of God. John, making sense? Daniel? Okay, we're looking at the life of God. First represented in a type through the animal sacrifices. Then the Lamb of God on the cross paying the penalty for our sin. Then the life of God in the form of the Holy Spirit in the church. Revealing himself in word form. Through the written scriptures. Now today we are here a call of God to come up into heavenly places so he can put it all together for us. Okay. Read this out loud with me, okay? So when we're thinking and talking about the blood of Christ Jesus, we're thinking and talking about the life of God. We'll get into more scriptures. You got to see it in the Word, okay? Okay. Now, from the token. Okay? That's why Cain's apples and peaches and so forth didn't work. It had to be a life that had blood in it. Okay? So life and blood. Life and blood. From the very beginning, from Genesis, from Leviticus, it's life and blood. Life in the blood. The life was gone out from the sacrifice. And now the blood was a token that God's order had been carried out. Now, what did God require? There it is. The life. And the blood was gone, showing that there had been a life gone.
Y la vida mostró que ahí había vida, la cual ya había salido.
Now look what he says here.
Lo que dice aquí.
Here's Acts chapter 3.
Aquí está Hechos, capítulo 3.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
This is so beautiful.
Eso es tan hermoso.
When Peter and John passed through the gate called Beautiful, there was a line laid a man who had been crippled. Okay. Silver and gold have I none. Look what he, but such as I have. Such as I have. I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And they talked to them and know that they were ignorant and unlearned, but they take a notice to them that they had been with Jesus. There. See what he says? I have it capitalized. The token was there. Not only was the token there, the token was displayed. How was it displayed? Such as I have. Seeing a poor fallen brother laying there, crippled and disfigured and everything. Okay, read that last line out loud with me, would you? And the same life that was in Christ was in them. There you go. So we're talking about the blood of Jesus. Okay. When we're talking about the blood, we're talking about the life. Okay. Now we're expanding our study of the blood of Christ Jesus to include light. Blood, word, life, light. Okay? Let's look at the scriptures. Okay, it's 12 o'clock. I have so much, and there's no way I can even get to the fourth seal, and there's still more scriptures I didn't even finish. So, this is inexhaustible, but it's so important for us, okay? We'll go into more. I want to spend time back in John because there's so much that the Lord lays out for us in these things. So I'm going to quit here and okay. We'll get into the word because, listen, brothers and sisters, you have to take this message back into the word. Okay? Not to prove the message, but to prove that you see it correctly. To see, because if you see something in the message and you can't see it anywhere in the word, you have to question what your thinking is. Okay. We've all seen that where it gets off crazy. But if I can always take it back to the Word and see it in Scripture and see it in the Bible and see it then I know that my seeing is lined up. Because it has to dovetail, doesn't it, from Genesis to Revelation.
Yeah.
And I add to that just for me, from 33 to 65. So John had the revelation, the apostles had the revelation. They had the revelation, all of this, but it's slow. But it's coming. It's for us. And the riches of it, you know what, I'm through all of these things, okay, and this is my goal, in seeing what we're seeing and adding what we're adding even to the life, then the light, then it goes to the bleach. They say, I want you to have a wonderful security in Christ Jesus. Again, what is our goal, brothers and sisters, of late? We have the answer to the devil's question. Okay? So, We keep referring as indictment, where Brother Branham says, when we hear the challenge to come on high, the voice of the enemy is saying, who do you think you are?
Huh?
And we will know, I know who I am. I know I am born out of God. I know I have eternal life. I know I'm under the blood. Because, so get thee behind me. And you, by your revelation, have the authority to say, scram, leave me alone. Okay? This is my goal, that you have such blessed security in the Word of God. You see it everywhere from Genesis to Revelation, that gives you fighting power. Okay? And you will say, just like Paul, I have fought the good fight of faith. Okay? And I know there's laid up a crown of righteousness for me. Right? So that is my goal. It's not just to learn. It's not to have head knowledge. It's not to scare you with some of those things that the prophet said. But I want us to know without any shadow of any doubt, I know where I stand with God. I can say, I know I'm under the blood. And the devil will say, what do you do? Why? Prove it. Show me. Hey, you want to hear the word? Because he wrote it here, and he wrote it here, and I'm going to speak it back to you. And you're going to leave because you can't stand the word, right? Right, Chris?
Yeah.
And I know these are the answer to the devil's question, you guys.
Okay.
I know I'm redeemed.
Okay.
Well, what, John, remember that? The denomination will say only at the cross. But we read Ephesians chapter 1, 6 to 9. Remember those verses? Redemption is going on. Okay. That he made us accepted in the beloved. I'm accepted in Jesus. Because I'm in Jesus, he's given me understanding. He's let me see. Okay, he's given me this understanding that he's bringing everything back to my original condition in Christ.
Love.
Christ the mystery. It's all over, you know? I want you to have such security that when the devil hounds you, Michelle, you can say, scram, because the Word of God is all over me and in me. There, kids, because believe me, teenagers, tell me the devil isn't hounding you every single day. Right, Christian?
Huh?
Does he bug you? Does he tell you good things about you? Never. Tells you what a jerk you are and what kind of mistakes you make and what kind of, right? We have to be secure in our Lord Jesus, who tells us what he says you are. And we have the answer to the devil's questions. There you go. Security, that's our goal. Secure in Jesus. Secure in his word. Secure in revelation. That we can stand. We're going to be like, hey, we already are. Hebrews 11. Standing, we're fighting the good fight of faith right now. Musicians, would you come? Yeah, we'll continue. There's so many more beautiful. And I'm taking this scripture slow because every word is precious. If you just went and read the God in Simplicity, First Seal, Second Seal, and you read all the things about the bleach without going back into the Word of God, okay, here's the journey. It's a journey of revelation. Okay, blood, word, Holy Spirit, life, light. And it just keeps going and unfolding, unfolding. Chris, you see it, right, bro? Isn't it beautiful? The light of this day. from another dimension.
De otra dimensión.
We'll get into that next week too. There's just so much. So much. You can receive from another dimension, you know that? Do you know why you can receive from another dimension? Because it's where you came from. Do you know that there are people that can't? Jesus talks about them. We'll read that.
Jesús habla acerca de ello. Hemos leído eso.
We'll read it next week.
Lo leeremos la siguiente semana.
They can only receive from this dimension because
ellos
that's the only one they know of.
Porque es la única dimensión que ellos conocen.
But you came from another one.
Pero usted vino de otra
dimensión. Your soul is already from there, right? So you can hear from it. Do you know what a blessing that is, huh, brothers and sisters? Do you know what how life, riches, unsearchable riches, right? Okay. Now, there you go. Who I am. Thank you, Sister Laura. You want to stand? Let's stand up. You can stretch your legs and wake up a little bit. Yeah. And we're getting the words up there here shortly, so. Yeah. Emma, bless your heart. You're doing good, honey. Okay, here we go. Oh, glorious victory. That day he set me free. Made my heart his very throne. My life is no longer mine. I'm a prisoner of love divine. And now I live to praise his name. That's a long time ago. Let's sing it to him. Jesus, sing it to him when you're the sweetest name. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And he's just the same as him. Why I love you so. have to change gear or not, but you guys do. Blessed musicians. I sing glories to you.
You to him. You to him. Just sing to him.
Wonderful God you are, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So lovely. Rich on mercy. Always waiting, Father.
Yeah.
For your open arms.
You, Lord.
Waiting for that song, for that door to come to you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tears on your eyes. Only you, as a father, could know.
Thank you, Lord.
The pain of losing your son, your daughter.
Thank you, Lord.
And you, Father, you opened the way to bring us back to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
To be with you. What a father you are.
Amen.
The greatest of them all. Ways we can find the peace, the rest, and the joy.
Thank you, Lord.
That we can never imagine, Father. And you told Job, Father, where were you? We were there with you, Father. What a precious memories they are, Father. You're going to show us.
Thank you, Lord.
And no other person has seen before, Father. Oh, God. Great you are. We thank you today. As you keep opening, you work more and more, Father. So we can be closer and closer to you. To be one with you, Father. Answering that prayer, your son. What a great mystery. Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you. Bless my brothers, my sisters around here, Father. The people that is online. And the people that you're still going to be calling, Father. Take them. Because we know there is no one is going to be lost. When that last one comes, Father.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your name. Thank you for everything. Have today. And for what you're going to do tomorrow, Father.
Thank
you for everything. In that precious name that is above all name. The name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father. And we ask. Amen.
Before we go.
Antes de que nos vayamos.
How many have burdens?
¿Cuántos tienen cargas, preocupaciones?
Family, loved ones, friends.
Amigos.
Okay. Just you would give your very life to give them the light that you have in your heart, but you can't. But you want it so bad. I think there's not a one of us.
Okay.
Let's pray. Daniel, would you come up and pray? Let's just pray for those. Come on up, brother. Would you pray? Would you pray for us? We're praying for everybody that doesn't have the light yet, but we believe they will have the light and have that security that they know they're under the blood, that they know they're in the way of redemption, that they know in the way of life. We all got that burden. We all have those. Would you lead us in prayer for those things? Raise your hand if you have somebody you'd like to lift. Thank you, Lord, please.
Let's pray. Most gracious Lord, we bow our heads, Lord, to lift these burdens unto you. Father, we pray, Father, that you may see through each and everyone that has lifted those hands, Lord. Me too, Lord, I got my burdens in my heart, Father. Commit them to you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
May all these burdens be under the blood, Father. May you answer us and lighten those burdens for us, Lord. We commit it to you, Father. And all the unspoken requests, Lord, for your children, you know them, Father. May you answer it, Lord. All glory and honor be unto thee. May you put the testimonies in our lips, Lord, to praise you. Father, for what you have done for us, what you did for us, Lord, in Calvary, commit all these things, Lord, unto in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
One more chorus. Shine through me. Let the light of your lighthouse shine through me. Okay. Shine through me, Lord, shine. Let's sing another verse. Let's sing, would you love through me, Lord? Love through me.
Through.
Amen.
Lord, love through me. Let the love from the lighthouse love through me.
Live through me, Lord.